Baba Kama Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Kama Babli, Daf Ayin Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah. Aleph al Pishnaim, Vatavach, Umacha al Pihem, Nimsu Zumim, Mishalmim Loi Esakau. Two witnesses testified that a person stole and slaughtered or sold, and they were found to be Zumim, they were false. They pay the full fine, which is 4 or 5. Aleph al Pishnaim, Vatavach, Umacha al Pishnaim Achirim, If two witnesses testify that he stole, and two others testify that he slaughtered or sold, and both pairs were proven to be false, the first pair pays kefil for the animal, and the second pair pays the remaining two or three. If only the second pair was proved to be false, then the original perpetrator pays kefil, and the second pair of witnesses pays 2 or 3. If only one witness was disproven, if he's from the latter pair, the second testimony, means about the shechita or the sale, is void. If one of the first pair was proven to be false, the entire testimony is void. If he did not steal the animal, then there's no issur shechita or sale. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hada Amas Eid Zomim Ein Nifsal Bereistin Ela Me'atzmai Nifsal. Rabbi Zeira says that the ratio which does not distinguish between disproval about theft or shechita, as the Sefer does, in every case, they pay 4 or 5. This teaches that an Eid Zomim, a false witness, is not disqualified and based in at the time of the Hazama, of being proven. Rather, he is disqualified by himself, means from when he testified about what he was not present to see. Because if he was disqualified only now, then the disproval about Shechita would not disqualify testimony about theft. Patala v'hasoya, I should say achas. The cases there was one warning, means they testified at once about both the theft and the shechita or the sale.